Podcast. Part 4. Just Jay Say It. Hello, and welcome to this episode of Lekos. It's a bit of a while since we've done one, isn't it?
It certainly is.
Busy, busy times indeed. Now, this time we're going to be talking about JSay, which is a product that you've been working on for a long, long time, isn't it?
Yes, it is, about 12 years now.
Yeah. There's been a growing momentum, a bit of a hum on the street about this. So we thought that we'd take the time to go through some of the new things with you for people who know what JSay is and people who don't. Let's just take it one step at a time for the people who don't know. Start us off easy. What actually is JSay?
There are two products on which JSay relies. One is called Jaws for Windows. Many people know about that. It's a popular screen reader from Freedom Scientific, based out of Florida. And the other is Dragon Naturally Speaking from Nuance. And many people have heard of Nuance too. The upshot of it is that you can talk to the computer using a natural voice, just in the way that I'm talking to you now. And you can get speech feedback from it. So what I'm saying is that you can completely control the computer without the need to use the keyboard. And that's important for a number of groups of people. Certainly, it's essential for people who physically cannot use the keyboard for whatever reason. It might be that they have repetitive strain injury, or it may be that they have a physical disability which prevents them from even touching the keyboard. It could also be used, though, at the other end of the spectrum by people who are busy in the workplace. They might be authors, they might be solicitors, people who need to dictate text very quickly because they've got a lot of reports to prepare. And they can use all of these three products, Jaws, Dragon, and JSay, in order to do that and to be more productive within the workplace.
I've heard of Jaws and I've heard of Dragon, and lots of people have heard of Dragon Naturally Speaking. So the next question would be, why can't you just use Jaws with Dragon Naturally Speaking? Why do you need JSay? What's the difference?
Well, JSay adds a lot to the mix that you wouldn't get with just using those two products alone. In theory, yes, you could, if you were a very able keyboard user, use the two together without JSay. But I would suggest that there are a number of things, very significant things, which JSay gives to the blind user who wants to use their voice alone in order to be able to use the computer. So the first thing is, when you dictate text into a document, email, wherever it is, you need to know that what you've said has been successfully recognised. Now, a sighted person can see that on the screen, there's no problem with it, but the blind person won't know anything about that. Jaws won't echo it back. You would have to use the keyboard in order to be able to interrogate Jaws to read back what it is that you've dictated. And when you're dictating in one sentence chunks, for example, that could get very irritating.
I can see.
The next thing is actually setting up the voice profile, as we call it, in the first place. In other words, Dragon needs to go through an enrollment process in order to gain an awareness of how you speak and the volume at which you're going to speak. Now, JSay provides considerable support for that, including context-sensitive help on each screen, in order to be able to guide you through that process. The correction facility. Dragon will make mistakes, and it's important to be able to teach it, to educate it, to learn how you pronounce different words and phrases if it does so. So we have utilities built into the product in order to make that easier, including a facility called My Words. Now, the good thing about this is that not only can you use your own voice in order to add words to the custom dictionary, you might call it, but also an assistant who is helping the visually impaired person can add words too, because it's very easy to do. Any screen reading that you want to hear back from Jaws, you wouldn't be able to do that if you didn't have JSay. So if you wanted to hear the current line, you can't, for example, say, press insert up arrow, because nothing is going to happen if you do that. Jaws isn't going to read back the line. So all of the Jaws screen reading functions, and there are literally hundreds of those, are built into the product. we have a number of specific utilities built into JSAIT to make using voice recognition as a blind person easier. For example, a sighted dragon user will be able to say, select the next 10 sentences or select the next 20 paragraphs. Now, if you can't see what the next 10 sentences are, you've got a problem. So we have a utility to deal with that situation. Reproducing phrases with a single voice command. Assigning voice commands to email addresses so you can create a new message to a person from within any application. To be honest, I could go on and on about the differences. It's not just a case of, well, it's a nice to have. I think if you're going to use voice recognition at all seriously, then you really need the JSAI product.
If you're going to use JSAI with Naturally Speaking in JAWS, I would think then the next step is that it would need to support some mainstream apps, or quite a lot of mainstream apps, to be productive in the workplace and at home. Which apps does it support?
Well, traditionally, what we've done is we've focused on the three main tasks that people, we think, would want to do with a computer. That is, write a letter, send and receive email, and to browse the internet. Now, we've been entrenched in this paradigm for years and years, and it's been fine as far as it goes. But in a moment, we're going to talk about JSAI 13. And while we've added support and made things better in those three environments, what we're starting to do with JSAI 13 and in the updates to come is to broaden out the product somewhat and to make it more flexible, to give people entertainment as well as the essential things that people would want to be able to do with a computer.
Because computers aren't just about work, are they?
No, they're not. Not at all. And not just for getting the essential things done. They're for pleasure as well. So we're going to be, this year, certainly making some very great efforts into making sure that people can realise that using the computer with a voice is for fun as well as hard work.
Let's take it right back to basics for demo purposes. Can we have a demo of what it would be like to dictate using JSAI?
Absolutely. So the microphone, just to explain, can be in any one of two conditions. It can be awake or asleep. Now, when it's asleep, it isn't predominantly listening to what you're saying. So you can have a conversation on the telephone or one-to-one with somebody else, whatever, and it's not going to be captured by the microphone. But the microphone is listening for some specific phrases. And one of those is check microphone. When you say check microphone, then you will hear whether the microphone is awake or asleep. And it's asleep in this instance.
Microphone sleeping.
When you awaken the microphone, you will hear a musical chord sound. So you then go ahead, when the microphone is awake, control the computer, dictate text into it, and when you're ready, you put the microphone back to sleep, whereupon you'll hear a closing door sound. Microphone on. Open quotes, girls just want to have fun, close quotes.
Open quotes, girls just want to have fun, close quotes.
Is a song recorded by American recording artist Cyndi Lauper, full stop.
Is a song recorded by American recording artist Cyndi Lauper, full stop.
It was the first major single released by Lauper as a solo artist.
It was the first major single released by Lauper as a solo artist.
And the lead-off single from her debut album.
And the lead-off single from her debut album.
Cap She's Cap So Cap Unusual, full stop.
Cap She's Cap So Cap Unusual, full stop.
New paragraph.
New paragraph.
It has been covered on either an album or in live concert.
It has been covered on either an album or in live concert.
By over 30 other artists, full stop, new paragraph.
By over 30 other artists, full stop, new paragraph.
Microphone off. Okay, so what we're going to do now is navigate around the text a little bit so you can get an idea as to the screen reading commands that are used. Microphone on. Go to top.
Top of file.
Speak document.
Girls just want to have fun is a song recorded by American recording artist Cyndi Lauper.
Go to top.
Top of file.
Speak line.
Girls just want to have fun is a song recorded by American recording artist Cyndi.
Next line.
Lauper. It was the first major single released by Lauper as a solo artist and the lead dash.
Speak word.
Lauper.
Spell word.
L-A-U-P-E-R.
microphone off. So you can easily read the whole document, you can silence the speech, you can move through the text line by line, or sentence by sentence, paragraph by paragraph even. Not only that, notice when I said spell word, we heard the word being spelled out, and we know that Dragon correctly capitalized the word Lorper because we heard the letter L being spoken in a higher pitched tone.
That's really interesting. And for somebody who's been reliant on the keyboard for a while and might not always be, it's incredibly exciting to hear how much you can control the computer with your voice. It's really a bit Star Trek-y.
Well, that's what people think. And we have beta testers, for example, who have been demonstrating JSA in conferences. And there's one person I'm thinking of who left the computer switched on, had a Bluetooth headset microphone, went into another room in the conference and was still controlling it.
Really, because,
of course,
spooky.
You can hear Jaws through the Bluetooth headset.
Let's talk a bit about microphones and headsets. What kind of quality microphone? Can you use any kind of headset or microphone to use JSA?
Well, Dragon has got much better, particularly with Dragon 13, because you can even use your laptop's built-in microphone in order to dictate text if you want to, or control the computer. Nuance have done a lot of research and development into this, and they've improved things so much that you can do that. Now, I have done it just to test it, and it does work. The issue is that if you do something like that, obviously you're potentially going to have Jaws speaking, echoing back your dictation. So what will be happening is that the computer will be talking to itself.
Yes, yes.
So you must be very careful about what you do in this situation. And to that end, we always recommend a headset microphone, ideally, preferably a USB headset microphone, which has its own internal sound source. And what that does, particularly on laptops, it's very beneficial because it takes the audio away from the onboard sound of the laptop. Because if you think about it, laptops, they often have fairly inexpensive sound cards in them, and they're not particularly up to the job of voice recognition and producing the Jaws speech back. So we do recommend a USB headset. There are a number that you could purchase, and I would suggest that if anyone was interested, what they should do is give us a call.
Yes, we do recommend a nice one. It's inexpensive and it is nice. I've been using it myself for years and years and years and years. And it does work nicely with JSA, doesn't it? So yeah, give us a call and talk to us.
Talk to us. Don't just buy one. Have a chat to us, because there is that one. But we do accept that people have differing circumstances. Mm. So for example, that headset that you're describing there is a set of headphones with a microphone, which is very good for being in private. But if you were in an office situation, for example, you might only want a headset with one earpiece so that you've got your attention to some extent on what your colleagues are doing. If you are in a wheelchair and you've got no use of your hands, you may not even be able to put the headset on. And in that situation, it might be useful to have what we call a tabletop microphone, which has a clamp on it. And that clamps onto the table so that you can wheel your chair up to it and speak into the microphone. So there are a number of options. Mm. So do give us a call.
Yes, it's always best to discuss it with us, isn't it?
Yes.
JSA 13 is about to be released soon, yeah?
It's exciting. I'm very excited about this, because it is the biggest release that we've had in several years. And although we've been under quite a lot of pressure to get this out, because people were having difficulty in obtaining Dragon 12.5, which JSA 12 supported, I think we've done a good job on this. And also, it's a good foundation on which we can build other features, other updates in the future. So I'm really pleased with it.
One thing that I've heard you say we really need, which we now have, we got a new installer.
Goodness, yes. We do have a new installer. The old installer was, to say the least, a little bit difficult to manage. It did take, in some cases, several minutes to install all the files onto the computer. And when JSA was uninstalled, there was a potential risk to the visually impaired user that their screen reader, Jaws, would stop working. That is all taken away now. We have a lovely installer because JSA can now be installed into multiple JAWS versions.
Oh, lovely.
What used to happen is that you needed to be very specific, not only about the version of JAWS that was being used, but also even the build number. And that is all taken away, and that has lots of advantages.
So just let me get this clear. If Freedom Scientific bring out one of their updates or hot fixes, or it won't affect your JSA?
Absolutely right. So you can go ahead, you can install the Freedom Scientific update. You're not going to have to worry about your JSA at all. It will just work. And the installer itself, it probably takes about 10 or 15 seconds to install the files. So we're really pleased with it. You can install it into multiple JAWS versions if that's what you want to do. And also, obviously, the uninstall process is very painless.
So which JAWS versions will JSA work with?
It's 14, 15 and 16.
Well, that gives us a nice broad spectrum, doesn't
it? Does.
It
does. I think supporting anything older than, say, 3 years is asking a bit too much. Mm. 14, 15 and 16, they're perfectly good versions of JAWS, and we can have confidence in them that JSA is going to work.
And I'm right in saying that if you need to upgrade your JAWS, you can actually do it from our website now.
You can certainly find out the information on our website. All the prices are there.
Have a look on our website, and then if you need to upgrade, give us a call.
That's right. And we can make sure that you're upgrading from the version you've got, because you have to consider standard as it was and professional and which version and so on. We can talk you all through that and make sure you get the price. And we'll also tell you about any special offers that may be applicable as and when you buy an upgrade, because there are some.
There are, aren't there? Yeah. So going back to JSA 13 now, let's take a little walk through some of the new features. For a start, I'm hearing that it's easy to correct errors that Dragon has made. That's one of the things that got you really excited when we were developing.
Oh, it was, definitely, because we started out back in 2003 with using what we called the Dragon Naturally Speaking Correction Box. So when it makes a mistake, you have to go into a dialogue box. It's a bit like the Microsoft Word spell checker. The idea is that you choose from a number of different options, a number of choices that Dragon thinks the word or phrase should be. Now, obviously that means going into a dialogue box, interacting with it, confirming what you want and so on. What we've done is we've speeded all that process up. There is now no need at all to go into this correction box. So the idea is that if it makes a mistake, you select the word or phrase with a voice command. You then say, speak the choices without going into the box, and it reads them out. If the word is in the list, you can choose it by saying choose followed by a number. Now, once the word has been replaced, you say go back, and the cursor is in immediately the right place in order that you can pick up the dictation again. So it is actually much faster, and I think for people who have dyslexia and who have difficulty with spelling, I think this could really speed up the process of being able to correct errors.
I can see. When you move through the text, you were saying things like next line. Now, I've heard you testing previous versions of JSA, and it always seemed to me that that was quite a slow process. Do you still have to wait until JAWS has finished speaking before you say the next command?
No, you don't at all. We've really improved on this, because it is a frustrating thing. If you can't press the down arrow on the keyboard, it is going to take you some time in order to move through things, particularly, for example, your inbox to find out what email you have, who loves you. So we've improved the navigation in two ways. First of all, we've done everything we can in order to speed up the process between the time you speak a command to JAWS obeying the instruction. So that's a little bit quicker. The other thing is, whenever you speak a command, the speech will be cut off and it will move to the element that you have selected. So if you're reading a paragraph of text, for example, and you decide that is not the paragraph that you want to hear, you can say next paragraph, it will move to the next paragraph, the speech will be cut off, and it will start reading that one. So we hope that navigation is going to be a lot better for people. Microphone on. Speak paragraph.
Girls Just Want to Have Fun is a song recorded by American recording artists. It has been covered on either an album or in live concert by over 30 other artists.
Microphone off.
Also, finding text in a document, that has been made very much easier, hasn't it?
Oh, we love this one. That's great. So, in the past, people have had to interact with Microsoft Word's Find dialogue.
That's clunky even with a keyboard.
It is. It's not the easiest thing to manage because what you have to do with a keyboard, you have to press Control F, you have to type in what you want, you have to press Enter, then Escape, then you have to read the current line to make sure it's the right thing, and so on. So what we've done is we've built our own Find dialogue. So the idea is that you would say Find from top or Find from here. You'll then hear a little sound play, which means that JSA is waiting for text to find. You'll speak the word or phrase that you want to find in the document, say find it, and then if the text is found, you'll hear the sentence surrounding it so you can get the full context. Now, if that is not the instance of the text that you want, you say look again. In order that I can demonstrate the Find facility, I'm going to dictate a little bit more text so that we have at least two instances of a word in the same document. Microphone on. Go to bottom.
Bottom of file.
The single was the artist's breakthrough hit.
The single was the artist's breakthrough hit.
Comma.
Comma.
Reaching number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100 and becoming a worldwide hit throughout late 1983 and early 1984, full stop.
Reaching number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100 and becoming a worldwide hit throughout late 1983 and early 1984, full stop.
Microphone off. Now I can easily find the word single because that occurs several times in the document. Microphone on. Find from top. Single.
Single.
Find it.
Lauper. It was the first major single released by Lauper as a solo artist and the Lead Dash.
Look again.
Off single from her debut album She's So Unusual.
Look again.
The single was the artist's breakthrough hit, reaching number 2 on the Billboard.
Microphone off.
That's really cool, isn't it? I like the idea of having the little, the sound to show you that JSA is listening to you, rather than it saying something to you, and then you have to say it, and then it says it, and then it just speeds up the whole thing.
Well, it not only speeds up the whole thing, and indeed it does, but also it makes the whole thing sound a lot easier for people who have never used a computer before, because previously it would have said something like, find what dialogue, edit, and so on and so forth. Now, people who have never used a computer and who are coming at JSA for the first time, they won't even know what a dialogue is.
Mm.
So to hear a sound, an audio cue, is a much cleaner way of being able to say, okay, I'm listening to what you're saying now. Please dictate the text in order to be able to find what it is that you're looking for.
Cool. Supposing we want to select files within Windows Explorer. Now, that's hard enough if you're using a keyboard, for goodness sake. You have to hold down several keys. If you let one go, you've lost it and you've got to do it again. How are you going to do that if you're using voice only?
In the past, I would say it's been impossible. I don't know that Dragon natively, by default, has any way of being able to select files in a non-continuous range. It would just be impossible. And even if it did, as you say, once you've selected files, they are somewhat vulnerable. It's a bit like selecting text. If you begin to select text using Dragon native methods, and then you issue a wrong command, potentially that selection is lost. So we have to find a way of being able to deal with a possible error, inadvertent error, on the part of the user. What we've done is we've introduced a feature called JSA Tags, and the idea is that you find a file or a folder within Windows Explorer, and you tag it with a voice command. You can then find another one if you want to, and you can keep on going ad infinitum until you've got all the items tagged that you want to do something with. Once that is done, there are a number of things that you can do. You can copy to the clipboard and paste elsewhere. You can cut them, delete them, or you can create a playlist based on the tags if they are audio files. Now, ordinarily, the files don't have to be audio. They can be documents, pictures, whatever you want them to be. But in the case of audio, you can create a playlist and you can use that in conjunction with JSA Audio that we'll talk about a little bit later on. But it really does make selecting files and doing things with them absolutely simple. Well, not only simple, but it's been, as I say, impossible before. So it really is something new.
So moving on from there in a logical process, talk to us a little bit about JSA Audio and JSA Radio.
Well, JSA Audio gives you the ability to be able to hear any audio files on your computer. You can create playlists of your music if that's what you want to do. And I've already alluded to that earlier on using our JSA tags feature. Once you've created a playlist of files, you can control the music output or the audio output from any application using voice commands. You can adjust the volume, you can shuffle the playlist, you can stop it playing if you want to, you can pause it. You can rearrange the order of the playlist if that's what you'd like to do. So if you decide that the songs are not in the right order, they're not reflecting your favourites, you can change all of that with voice commands. There is so much you can do with JSA Audio. With JSA Radio, what we've done is we've collected together probably about 300 at the moment radio stations, which you can hear and select using a simple menu system. They're divided into 10 categories. And again, there are global voice commands in order to add a preset, to read the track title, to adjust the volume of the radio player. It's just going to be great for people who want to be able to listen to the radio. These are internet radio stations, but a lot of them are terrestrial commercial stations
as well.
So public
radio.
Yes, that's right. So if you live in Canada, for example, or the UK, you may well find radio stations in there that you're very familiar with that are very prestigious organisations in your country. And we can add radio stations to the directory in the future if you let us know about those.
Mm-hmm. You say that JSA 13 is really branching out with the things that you can do with it, and we completely got that idea. What about things that people using a keyboard would take for granted? What about things like clock and calendar functions?
Well, JSA has always had the ability for you to be able to read the time, and you can even do that when the microphone is asleep. So you can say, what time is it? And it will tell you the time. But what we've done in this version is to broaden that out considerably. So there is a comprehensive set of timer and stopwatch functions. So count up and count down timers. Again, you can set these from within any application. You can check the status of them, find out how the stopwatch is getting on, for example. You can set a countdown timer. You can set an alarm. You can also hear Westminster chimes.
Oh, wow.
If you want to. You can set them for different intervals throughout the day. So 15 minutes, 30 minutes on the hour. You can also turn them off. But I actually quite like them on because it allows you to keep track of time a little bit. They're nice to have, and you can adjust the volume of the chimes as well.
They're a nice quality, aren't they? Some computer chime programs, the quality is a bit ropey, but these are really nice quality chimes.
This is the real McCoy. They really You can also say check chimes, and that will tell you which setting that you've applied, just in case you've forgotten. So that's good. The calendar functions, this is a very simple calendar. It's called JSA Diary. It's a one-year calendar, and it does allow you to set appointments, either all-day events or timed appointments. You can go back and view them later on. Again, you don't need to be in any specific application in order to make JSA Diary work. You can add notes to appointments. There is no limit on how much text you can dictate into the notes. We've had a little bit of excitement on the JSA public list about this at the moment because obviously we posted our What's New announcement, and we're already being asked whether it could be programmed to do reminders to take medication and that sort of thing. So that is definitely something that we can put on the list of improvements.
Things to work on, definitely.
Definitely, because people are seeing this is going to be really useful for them.
Now, one of the things that people might like to do rather than dictate straight into JSA's microphone, because I suppose if you're dictating into a microphone and you're worried that if you put one word wrong, the computer's going to start dictating gobbledygook. Might it not be easier to use a recorder or iPhone? Might you not be a bit more relaxed dictating into that? Is that possible to actually dictate into a portable recorder or into something like Dropbox on your iPhone and then have that linked to JSON for that to be transcribed via JSON?
Yes, it definitely is. In fact, not only is it possible, but in this version, we've made great strides in improving the way that that works. So in the past, it has been necessary, in order for you to use such a recorder, you had to read some text into the recorder for about 15 to 20 minutes. Now, for someone who can't read Braille, that does present the blind person with somewhat of an ordeal.
I would think so. And it's not just any text, is it? It's a set text.
Text. They give you about half a dozen texts. And Charlie in the Chocolate Factory has always been probably the easiest to read. But we've actually discovered through beta testing that you don't have to do that anymore if you don't want to, providing that the recorder is good enough in terms of audio reproduction, then you can use the existing profile that you've set up in order to transcribe recordings.
Let me just play you a scenario here. For somebody who uses JSON, not because they physically can't use a computer, but because it increases their productivity. Suppose we've got someone who's at a conference or away from the computer for some reason. They're taking numerous notes or doing conference reports while they're away. To have something like Dropbox, which for those who don't know, is an application for the iPhone whereby you can input vocal audio, which can then be uploaded to your computer via the Dropbox application. That would be a very, very neat thing, don't you think?
Very neat indeed, because the Dropbox app for the iPhone, it is very, very simple to use. When you get back to the computer, as you say, after your conference, you've got all your notes there, they can be transcribed. So it does present you with a great deal of flexibility, particularly for people in work. I would say this, when someone has an iPhone or a digital recorder in their hand, they seem to think that all their dictation structure that they use with the computer goes out the window. They think they've got all this wonderful flexibility and they can start mumbling or dictating quickly or forget about punctuation or anything like that.
You can't.
You can't do that. And it's important as well to keep the background noise down.
So basically what we've got to remember is that JSON might sound Star Trek-y, but this isn't Star Trek. You need to be clear. Every computer has its limits.
There are rules, and you have to obey them as far as possible. As and when you get more comfortable and confident using the system, you can put it under some pressure.
One of the things that we haven't covered and that I do want to cover is JSON, in the way we actually speak to it, has become a lot more flexible than it used to be. We want to stress that every old voice command is still in place, isn't it? But there are quite a lot of new ones that make the way you talk to JSON a lot more flexible.
Yes, as you say, all the previous voice commands are still in place, and that's important for people who have been using JSON for a long time. But what we're trying to do is to develop a concept around the word it, with it referring to the focused item that you're working with. So, for example, if you're in Microsoft Outlook, you're focused on a message, you can say open it or close it. Or if you've selected text, for example, you can say speak it.
Yeah.
And that will speak the selected text. If you're on a link on a web page, you can say speak it. If you're in a message, inside a message, and you say speak it, it will speak the message to you. The word it is used as a very context-sensitive device.
The word it, if I've got this right, can be used much more context-sensitively than the word that could ever be used, because that sometimes conflicts with Dragon commands. Have I got that right?
You've got that right. If someone particularly is training a person how to use JSON, they may have been historically used to using Dragon commands. And what we always say is, try not to use the Dragon commands, because the JSON substitutes are better in terms of producing the right level of speech output. So as an example, there is a Dragon command, copy that, but our command, copy item, does produce more speech output, so you know that the item has been copied. So in the first instance, always go for a JSAY command rather than the Dragon one.
But I assume now, especially if you're having difficulty speaking, copy item might actually be quite difficult to say. So if you could say copy it,
yes,
it's better.
That's exactly right.
It could be easier. That's what the premise that we've been working under. If you want to say, or if you're used to saying copy item and confirm that, sure, that's what you can go on saying and no problem at all. But for people who want to make things a little bit easier, maybe, or a little bit more context sensitively helpful, that's what you've been trying to do.
Definitely.
The other thing I like, which we haven't touched on, one of the it commands is forget it.
Ah, forget it. That is a good one. Because what forget it does is it erases the last phrase that you said. So if you said, dear Mrs. Jones, and then you thought, oh no, it's actually to
Mrs. Smith,
then you can say forget it. The phrase will be erased and JSAY will tell you where the cursor is located. So it will read the line where you are. And that's important because if you have erased a phrase, you want to know exactly where the cursor is, and you want a little reminder as to where you are in the dictation, so you can pick the thread up again very easily.
Just as important, it means that if, like me, you can fall over your tongue sometimes.
That's right.
It means that you can very easily and quickly tell, you know, screen, don't worry about that. I was just oscillating.
That's right.
Let's try that again.
And a lot of us do that. And of course, when you do stumble over the delivery of a word or phrase, that is not something you want to correct, which no. I was talking about earlier, because that's telling Dragon, hey, when I stumble over this word, this
take
is what I
notice,
want you to do.
You know.
That's right. So we don't want that.
Don't want that.
We want Dragon to forget
it. Good habits, not bad habits.
Yes.
Yeah. If you're spending a lot of money on a product, it is important that you have good training. It helps you to learn good habits using it. It helps you to get the most out of it. Good training doesn't need to cost a huge amount because good training can be done remotely via Skype or telephone. So tell us about it.
That's right. You can have training over Skype or the telephone. We do provide that anywhere in the world that you happen to live. The cost is £30 per hour, which is about $45. And we can sit down with you for however many hours you would like. And for most people, sometimes 1 or 2 hours every so often is enough. And that's why the pricing structure is as good as it is. So we'll talk to you first about what it is that you want to do. There is no set course structure. So every training session is delivered according to the person's needs.
Tailor-made to your own needs.
That's absolutely right. We will also, if you want, provide you with a recording of the training session in audio format so that you can refer back to it later, because that's often the thing. Once the trainer's gone away, you forget the commands. Or we can provide you with written notes if that's what you prefer.
That's probably what I'd have because it's just easier for quick reference.
It is quicker, certainly.
Now, in the UK, we can come to your home and train you for a half day or for a whole day in the use of JSAY or indeed in the use of JAWS or in the use of any of our products. Have a look on our website or call us to discuss prices. It is very possible that we can come in and do this for you.
We do provide all JSAY users with a very comprehensive tutorial which is produced in Microsoft Word format. I would say it's about 260 pages long,
wow,
which is really thorough, and it should indicate to you how thorough it is. It's not in one huge big volume. You'll actually find it in quite a number of small documents divided by individual topics. It's very easy to find the topic that you want to work through because there are so many of them. From the point of installation through to training and a complete command summary, it's all there for you.
That's wonderful. So, this is an exciting version. We're very excited about this version. When is it going to be released?
It's going to be released on the 5th of February.
Wow, not long to wait.
Not long to wait at all. So, the people who have software maintenance agreements or the people who have placed orders already, they will be able to get their copy right away on the 5th of February. They'll be able to install it and activate it online right away, and they'll be ready to go.
wonderful. Now, for those who want to find out more, tell us where we can find out more.
Well, the best place to go is our website, which is www.hartgen.org. And you'll see on the homepage there is a link to JSAY. If you just activate that, you can read everything about it there, and you can place an order for a full copy or indeed an upgrade if that's what you'd like to do. You can also give us a call. The telephone numbers are on our contact page. I think that's the best way of you finding them out, because we have a UK and a US telephone number.
Yes.
So if you go to contact us on the website, the phone numbers are listed there.
Right. Well, let's hope that it all goes really well. And yeah, I've interviewed some cool people in my time. I never thought I'd end up interviewing my own husband.
Well, hopefully it's not been too bad for you. It's not been too much of an ordeal.
Absolutely. Thanks, everybody, for listening to this edition of Laircast. And we'll be back soon with another edition when we've got something interesting to talk about, won't we?
We have. And that includes Jay Dictate.
Absolutely. And there'll be an update of Lisi coming along in a month or two. So keep your ears open. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye for now.
Bye.
You've been listening to Laircast, presented by Brian and Lulu Hartgen. Theme music was composed by André Louis, www.andrelouis.com. To find out more about us and our products, please visit www.hartgen.org.